How's everybody doing? Alhamdulillah. So today we are continuing with our series on divine consistencies, al-sunan al-ilahiyya. Today we're taking a look at sunatul hidh. Allah Ta'ala says in the surah that we just finished, suratul hijr. Allah Ta'ala says, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed it is we who sent down the Quran, and indeed we will be its guardian. Now, technically the word here is a dhikr. So the word dhikr means the reminder. It's inclusive of the Quran and the Sunnah. But we have to ask the question, what does it mean that Allah is promising, and Allah Ta'ala is saying, this is my Sunnah, this is what I have established, this is the way it's going to be, that this dhikr is going to be preserved? It has a number of implications. Number one, that the text of the Quran and authentic Sunnah will be preserved until Judgment Day. It'll always be available. Alhamdulillah. And so the question arises, why is it the case that the Sahaba were so intent on writing down, memorizing, spreading the Quran, worried, you know, we have to take care of it? Why was that the case? If they knew Allah Ta'ala already promised, I'm going to take care of it. And Imam al-Razi, he asks this in his tafsir, and I think he gives a beautiful answer. He says simply because they wanted to be the instrument of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala didn't use me, then he's going to use somebody else. And this is why in Salatul Witr, one of the very common du'as that is made is, Allahumma istakhdimna wa la tastabdilna. Oh Allah, use us and don't replace us. Because if Allah wanted, he could replace us. But we're saying, Ya Allah, use me for the preservation of this Qur'an. And that's why the Sahaba spent the time and the effort to make sure this Qur'an was preserved, as Allah guaranteed. Point number two, when Allah says that we're going to preserve this deen, this dhikr, this Qur'an and sunnah, the second implication is that every argument against it will be answered. So in other words, even if you preserve the text of it, if it gets refuted and there's all these arguments that dismantle it, then what use is it? The idea is, no, it's not just preserved in word, it's also preserved in the sense of the strength of the arguments are preserved. Any attacks against it will be responded to. And so this is why Allah Ta'ala tells us elsewhere in the Quran, لَا يَأْتِهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. That falsehood cannot approach it from before it or from behind it. It is a revelation from the one who is all wise and all praiseworthy. And so, just the same way the Sahaba wanted to be instruments of this deen, we should ask ourselves, don't I want to be an instrument of this deen? Am I not making dua, standing here in witr and making this dua? Ya Allah, use me, don't replace me. Make me one of your instruments to spread this guidance. If that's the case, then we should remember that all prophets had to argue with their people. People would bring bad arguments and they had to refute them. And so we want to be the type of people that can say, Ya Allah, I want to be part of this ayah as well. I want to preserve this Quran and this Sunnah. I want to preserve this deen by defending it. I want to be the person who, when he hears these attacks, these bad arguments against Islam, instead of me saying, someone else will take care of it. No, someone else could be me. I could take care of it. I want to be part of that as well. Point number three. What does it mean that Allah says, I'm going to preserve this dhikr, this Qur'an and sunnah? Well, if anybody quotes it incorrectly, you'll often find that someone will say, oh, that's incorrect, and they'll correct them. This happens so often that we actually need to ask people to stop doing it, as you guys all know. This is, mashallah, on the one hand, it can be a bit of a back and forth frustrating moment, but it's actually a beautiful thing. We have so many people that have memorized this Qur'an, preserved this Qur'an, that if somebody misquotes it, there's going to be someone to say, that's not in the Quran. You said it wrong, or you're not quoting it correctly. That's incorrect. And subhanAllah, this again begs the question, don't you want to be part of them? Wouldn't you want to be a half of the Quran? Wouldn't you want to memorize Allah's book? Wouldn't you want to be someone who can stand up and say, no, that's incorrect. You are misquoting it, and I can't just accept that? SubhanAllah, we should remember that the hafiz has a very beautiful status. The Prophet ﷺ says, لَوْ جُعِلَ الْقُرْآنُ فِي إِهَابٍ ثُمَّ أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ مَحْتَرَقَ. That if a Qur'an is inside of some sort of a skin, and then it's put into the fire, it won't be burned. So that could be my skin, that could be your skin. Let's bring this Qur'an into our hearts so that we are holding this Qur'an so that we don't get burned, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Point number four, what does it mean that this Qur'an is going to be preserved? There's always going to be a group of people that are not just keeping the written word, but applying the Qur'an and Sunnah. See, it's one thing to say we've preserved it in terms of on paper. What if that paper is in a library, nobody reads it, just collecting dust? What's the point? The true revelation is never sent by itself. Allah never sent an angel with a book and said, okay, I'm going to leave it here on a rock or on a mountain, and then someone's going to figure it out. We all know these books have to come with people. Why? Because that's the true da'wah. The da'wah is, here's the theory, here's the practice. Here's the Quran, here's the sunnah. Here's the idea, now here it is in living. And that every time you have the anbiya doing this. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي قائمة بأمر الله لا يضرهم من خذلهم أو خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم ظاهرون على الناس. The Prophet ﷺ says, there will always be a group of my ummah who will uphold Allah's command. قاعدة, it's a rule. Till judgment day, there will always be the believers who are standing upon the truth. They will be unaffected by those who desert them and by those who oppose them. You want to fight against me? No problem. You were on my team and then you backstab me at the last second and ran away? No problem. I'm still going to stick to my deen. And subhanAllah, unfortunately, the ummah is backstabbing itself in too many ways. But still, there are certain people that will never let go of this deen till judgment day. They will dominate until Allah's command is executed, until judgment day, until the end. They will always apply Allah's command and they will dominate in doing so. So, don't we want to be part of that group? The question I keep asking. Don't we wish we were part of that group? That we are the ones who are not just memorizing, but embodying and living through the Quran and Sunnah. Don't we want to be those who give victory to Islam? You could be in this ayah. Allah Ta'ala could be talking about you when Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. I'm preserving this deen. It could be through you, it could be through me. Point number five is, what does it mean to preserve this Quran and Sunnah? Well, it could mean that Allah is saying, Allah is protecting it from irrelevance by having its wonders discovered each generation. And this is something promised by Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will surely show them our signs in the far horizons and deep within themselves. Zoom out as far as you want, you're going to see proofs of Allah. Zoom in as deep as you want, you're going to see proofs of Allah. And that this is a promise from Allah Subh'anaHu Wa Ta'ala until it becomes clear to them what is the truth. So that means every generation there's going to be people who say, we've discovered something new about this Quran, another ayah, something in this hadith that is amazing, something we could have never thought of that fits perfectly with our modern discoveries. And people are going to say, isn't that amazing? And it's going to make this deen always relevant. We know, many of us study these things and we are aware of how much comes out every couple of years, something new is discovered. The question is, don't you want to be part of them? Don't we want to be part of those who study this deen and specialize in whatever field we're specialized in and can make those correlations, make those connections and say, SubhanAllah, look at this deen, how powerful it is. It's never irrelevant. It is always opening our eyes to new realities. And so, in the end, the point is this. Allah Ta'ala preserves this deen and therefore will preserve whoever is promoting it, teaching it, and making it relevant. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, who was the one who received and delivered this Quran, Allah says about him, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah's going to protect you from the people. So we want Allah's protection as well. So we want to continue in that legacy of the Prophet ﷺ. The final point I'll mention is this. If we want to have this quality of the Sahaba and of all the righteous who want to preserve and to promote this deen, then we should think of this beautiful quote of Imam al-Shafi'i who says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْحَدِيثِ فَكَأَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم جَزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا هُمْ حَفِظُوا لَنَا الْأَصْلِ فَلَهُمْ عَلَيْنَا الْفَضْلِ. Beautiful quote. He says, when I see a man who studies hadith, and I think this could extend to Quran and Sunnah, all of it. He says, when I see somebody who really studies their deen, knows the Quran and Sunnah and so forth, he says, it's as if I'm seeing one of the companions of the Prophet. May Allah reward them. They preserve the foundation of this deen, and therefore for them, they have a precedence over us. They have a fadl. Because they are protecting the asl, they have a certain fadl. Because they are protecting the foundation, they deserve a special status. So we should want to strive to be of those who are taking from this fountain of revelation directly to memorize and learn as much Quran and Sunnah as possible, to preserve it, to protect it, so we are under Allah's divine protection. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.